Hello there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing good, sir. And I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Jamila Jackson.
Okay,
And her
great.
phone number is 818-535-3191.
Thank you so
Should I
much.
repeat the number or she's on the other line so I can transfer her?
You could transfer her now. Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
thank you so much, sir. Yeah.
All right, hello there. My name is Martin. This is the Hair Relaxer Hotline on a recorded line. I'm talking on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you
If
so
you
much
hear a
for
little bit
asking.
of noise, if you hear a little bit of noise, I'm at work. I'm sorry.
Oh, I could live with a little bit of noise. You're fine. You just let me know if I need to repeat anything, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. It is nice to meet you there. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, well, the gentleman I just spoke with who transferred me to you, but other than that, no, I haven't spoken with anybody.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So, and then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years? Okay, so you said yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to
He's
ask the
standing
same.
right here.
Okay.
Oh,
And I,
I'm sorry. I'm
no,
here.
you're fine. I'm going to ask the same question, again, the attorney question, just in a longer form, for legal purposes. So, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I have not done any of that.
Perfect. You answered that perfectly. And then,
You
were
need
you,
to turn. You need my keys to open it for you? Okay. I'm sorry.
No, please, by all
But
means.
I'm
Okay.
the supervisor, but no, I'm good. They're
No.
inside now.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, you're fine. So then, and then were you or a loved one, or I guess, sorry, were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And do you mind telling me what type?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry that you had to go through that. And then you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then may I have the date, as close as you can get, the date that you were diagnosed with cancer?
Remember it was like April
Okay.
2023.
And then 2000 what? It was hard to hear you.
2023.
Okay, so yeah, last year, 2023. Okay, yeah, and so if you could remember kind of when in April, I'm more than happy to put that down. If not, we can go to the beginning. So do you remember kind of where, so we can get like just a close guess?
I don't quite remember the date. I just remember the date of my treatment because it was like a lot going on.
Yeah.
I don't, but I know the date of I just know it was in April, but I know the date of my treatment was on the 21st. I could give you that. I know that for sure. That's
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So then we have so you were diagnosed with cancer around April 1st of 2023, okay? Okay, so that's the closest date we could remember then. We'll go ahead and I'm sure when the documents that it'll say better specifics when you're not at work, so that's good. Okay, and then the doctor who diagnosed you, do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you? And I could look him up too.
Yes. Yes, of course. Dr. Abadin Avitha. He's an OBGYN in Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim. Okay, so you're over where I am pretty
Anaheim,
much.
California.
Yeah. Yes, I'm in Orange County as well.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I pass Angels
That's
Stadium every day on the way home. Yeah.
91 freeway or something. I swear, I hate
It
it.
is. You 100% are correct. Now I know you're telling the truth about living here now. That's for sure.
Doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. It's that 91 is just crazy.
100%. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. And so the diagnosing doctor's name, and just because I know it's a little hard to hear you, maybe it'd be better if you just spelled it to for me, and then I can go ahead and look him up. If not, just say the name really slowly and clearly, and I'm sure I could look him up that way.
Spell it for you.
Sure.
It's A as in apple, B as in banana, A as in apple, I A N. Last name is A as in apple, B as in vanilla, I S A.
Okay. I found it. I found him. So I have Dr. Yeah, I'm glad you spelled it. I had no chance. Abayan Aviza, Abaiyan Avisa. Okay, thank you so much.
I didn't think I'd be able to say
Now you have a good
his
memory.
first name.
Yeah. And then do you
I just,
remember the
I remember he said like a Visa card, so that's how I
Yeah.
remember his last name.
Oh, that's good to know. People with good memories often do associate them. That's really smart. I like that. And then do you remember the address, or if not, I could look it up the Vila Hospital for him.
I know it's on Canyon Rim.
Is it 6200 East Canyon Rim Road in Anaheim, California, 92807?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, I remember it was on Canyon Rim. That's all I
That's
Canyon
perfect. Okay. And then his
Rim.
telephone number.
Yeah.
I see his telephone number for that
Seven.
address come up as 714-283-0464. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that is right. Okay. And then you were diagnosed last year in April. So let's see. Give me one second.
Well, if he's inside, I could go sit in my car because it's hot standing out here. I got this long sleeve shirt on. It's hot. Sit in my
Yeah.
car.
And then give me one second. You know what? I'm going to put you just on a brief hold. I'm going to go ahead and check
No
on
time.
the statute of limitations. I'll be right back.
Okay.